What are you doing? Dinner. Are there's good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Donald Trump.
Isn't it a little weird when a guy who lives on Fifth Avenue in the most beautiful apartment you've ever seen comes to Alabama and Alabama loves that guy? I mean, it's crazy.
Be hired.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be hired.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Donald Trump
says.
Well, Mr. Trump, President Trump, sat in the Oval Office and didn't. I'm on the phone screaming at people all day long for weeks.
Be hired.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Donald Trump
says.
Honestly, terrible. I call up the different people. Well, Mr. President, could you have dinner with my wife, myself, my family, my kids, my cousins, my uncles? And I'd like to talk to you about it. Okay. So they come over, the family, pictures all night, everything. Okay. And I'll get a vote or I won't, whatever. But brutal. Brutal. You know what that is, folks, right? It's called brutality.
Donald Trump.
Space. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman?
Yeah, he is the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder.
When Donald Trump
says.
And I might have made a mistake. And I'll be honest. I might have made a mistake.
Be hired.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be
hired.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Donald Trump, the President of the United States, was unable to pull his candidate across the line. It is a terrible, terrible moment for Trump.
Be hired.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be hired. Right in.
Donald Trump.
This weekend, all hell broke loose.
As the worlds of sport and free speech collided again.
No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight, nor the gloom of the grave.
Today, have you hit too hard?
right? They hit too hard. 15 yards, throw him out of the game. They had that last week. I watched for a couple of minutes. Two guys just really beautiful tackle. Boom, 15 yards. They're ruining the game. Right? They're ruining the game. And you know, when the NFL ratings are down massively, the NFL ratings are down massively. Now, the number one reason happens to be that they like watching what's happening on, you know, with your score.
Did you catch that? He's saying that football ratings are down because fans would rather watch Donald Trump.
Anchor Jemele Hill tweeted, quote, Donald Trump is a white supremacist who has largely surrounded himself with other white supremacists.
Trump fired back at the network saying this, tweeting, ESPN is paying a really big price for its politics and bad programming. People are dumping it in record numbers. Apologize for untruth.
That's one of the more outrageous comments that anyone could make, and certainly something that I think is a fireable offense by ESPN.
You have the president of the United States saying a private citizen should be fired for expressing an opinion that the president doesn't like, which sounds very dictatory to me.
Fun fact, the government isn't supposed to retaliate against citizens for stating their opinions. It's in the Constitution.
If you own a business that attempts to keep black people from renting from you, if you are reported to say that you don't want black people counting your money, if your response to the first black president is that they weren't born in this country, if you say they weren't smart enough to go to Harvard Law School and demand to see their grades, if that's the essence of your entire political identity, you might be a white supremacist.
He led the birther movement. Mexican immigrants called them rapists, the border wall, the Muslim ban, attacked Judge Curiel, attacked the Khan family. If you remember August of 2016, that's the Gold Star dad. Blamed both sides for Charlottesville, went after Colin Kaepernick, uninvited Steph Curry. Many people look at Aaron and say there's a pattern.
America might be white supremacist, or at least white supremacist curious.
The president now picking a fight with professional athletes, taking aim at players like Colin Kaepernick, who protested the treatment of blacks by police by taking a knee during the national anthem.
And bend the knee.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. Fired!
And bend the knee.
Some NFL players have been kneeling during the national anthem to protest institutional racism.
The issue of kneeling has nothing to do with race.
Wrong. Kneeling during the national anthem has everything to do with race. Just like your presidency.
I'm afraid it is true. The president of the United States took time out while, it is worth noting, over 3 million American citizens in Puerto Rico are without power to call Colin Kaepernick a son of a bitch. Kaepernick's own mother, incidentally, magnificently responding, guess that makes me a proud bitch.
It hurts my heart in a way that I don't know that I have the words for. I choose to stand for our national symbol in silent reverence. When it comes by, it hurts and pains me to see anyone on their knee, to anyone sit. But the greatest affront to that flag is what Donald Trump is doing. That flag stands for values that are so powerful, that's so strong, that even the desecration of the flag, even burning it, those values are so powerful that they transcend that. Freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of expression, these core American values that he attacks constantly, that he undermines. And to see him try to hijack this symbol, to wrap himself in it for the purposes premeditatedly, purposefully, of dividing the country is the most disgusting thing I've seen in my lifetime, in my 47 years. So I disagree with Colin Kaepernick's method, but I will defend to my dying breath his right to do it, because that is why we are a great country. And what Donald Trump is doing here is as terrible a thing, and maybe the most terrible thing that has ever been done to this country by a president of the United States.
Colin Kaepernick used to sit on the bench during the anthem. That's what he used to do. He sit on the bench during the anthem until a former NFL player who is also a veteran, Nate Boyer, told Kaepernick, look, man, there's a better way to do this.
We sort of came to a middle ground where he would take a knee alongside his teammates. Soldiers take a knee in front of a fallen brother's grave, you know, to show respect. To be said, I think that would be really powerful.
And bend the knee.
28 NFL teams released statements supporting the players.
Even NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell denounced the president's comments. And when you have lost the moral high ground to Roger Goodell, something is horribly wrong.
When Nazis were protesting in Charlottesville, Trump said, some of these were very fine people, very fine people. And aren't we all Nazis, really? Aren't we all, huh, in some way, huh? But then, when black football players protest peacefully by taking a knee during the anthem, he calls them sons of bitches who should be fired.
America's been incredibly good to every one of you from the time you displayed talent in sports as a youth. America's allowed you to shine and become financially prosperous. There are so many of you who make tens of millions of dollars. Shame on you. Shame on all of you.
And bend the knee.
No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight, nor the gloom of the grave.
What about the players' First Amendment rights?
They have rights. We all have rights. But when you're on that field and, you know, there's a situation going on, this is a great, great country, and we have a great flag, and they should respect our flag.
And bend the knee.
They're making a lot of money. I'm not begrudging anything. I'm just saying they have to respect our flag, and they have to respect our country.
Yes, there are rules when it comes to the flag. They're actually written rules. For instance, one is don't use it on merchandise, like this Trump Pence t-shirt, only $35.
The NFL has to work out their own problems. Their numbers are way down, and I think this is a big reason why their numbers are way down. No, no, they're not. I don't care. They can do whatever they want. I'm just telling you from my standpoint, I think it's very disrespectful to our country.
And bend the knee.
They play a game for a living. They make millions of dollars. They're ungrateful millennial millionaires who won't stand for their own anthem.
I wish some of these players who get on one knee during the national anthem would get on both knees and thank God they live in the United States of America.
Where they're not only free to earn millions of dollars every year, but they're also free from the worry of being shot in the head for taking a knee like they would be if they were in North Korea.
Okay, wait. You think black Americans are free from the worry of being shot by agents of the state? That's the whole thing that they're protesting in the first place.
I supported Donald Trump. You know, I sat back and when he asked me to introduce him at a rally, you know, in Buffalo, I did that. But I'm reading these comments, and it's appalling to me.
Great solidarity for our national anthem and for our country. Standing with locked arms is good. Kneeling is not acceptable. Bad ratings.
And he tweeted then, when he was just Donald Trump, presidents should not be telling the Washington Redskins to change their name. Our country has far bigger problems! Focus on them. Not nonsense.
And bend the knee.
You know those moments when you see a military member sing the national anthem or carry out the American flag at a game? Well, an unprecedented congressional review has found those moments are often actually paid for by the Department of Defense.
Investigations show that as many as 72 contracts were in place with up to 50 pro sports teams.
It wasn't until 2009. That until 2009, no NFL players stood for the national anthem because players actually stayed in the locker room as the anthem played. The players were moved to the field during the national anthem because it was seen as a marketing strategy to make the athletes look more patriotic. The United States Department of Defense paid the National Football League $5.4 million between 2011 and 2014, and the National Guard $6.7 million between 2013 and 2015 to stage on-field patriotic ceremonies as part of military recruitment budget line items.
And bend the knee.
After condemning NFL players for kneeling during the national anthem this weekend, President Trump today tweeted his support for NASCAR. Said Trump, "Oh yeah, I'm really into racing. I guess you could say I'm quite a racist."
A while back, Trump invited the NBA champions, the Golden State Warriors, to visit the White House. But Warriors superstar Stephen Curry was hedging on the invitation.
"I don't want to go. That's really..."
After seeing a Fox and Friends segment on Steph Curry's decision not to go to the White House with the Golden State Warriors, Trump saw that and tweeted,
"Going to the White House is considered a great honor for a championship team. Stephen Curry is hesitating, therefore invitation is withdrawn. You don't want to go to prom with me? Well, guess what? Prom is canceled because it's stupid. I didn't want to go to begin with, and I'm not crying. You're crying."
LeBron James himself, who tweeted at Trump,
"You bum, at Stephen Curry 30 already said he ain't going, therefore ain't no invite. Going to White House was a great honor until you showed up."
For him to try to use this platform to divide us even more, it's not something I can stand for, and it's not something I can be quiet about.
It's okay, at Warriors. In a few months, at real Donald Trump probably won't be able to visit the White House either.
When is the right time for black people to protest? I mean, we know it's wrong to do it in the streets. It's wrong to do it in the tweets. You cannot do it on the field. You cannot do it if you've kneeled. And don't do it if you're rich, you ungrateful son of a bitch. Because there's one thing that's a fact. You cannot protest if you're black.
Would you like it if our complaints were mournfully sung in an old Negro spiritual?
"My president's a white supremacist. If he keeps on a-tweeting, I'm a-gonna be pissed."
Why now? Why is he weighing in on the culture? Why is he throwing a grenade into the culture wars? And, you know, a lot of people have speculated it's the art of distraction. If healthcare isn't going well, if the Russia investigation seems to be encroaching on Paul Manafort, time for a culture war.
Hurricane Mala.
Breaking news on the Russia investigation at this hour. Shockwaves in the Russia investigation.
Special counsel Robert Mueller turning his attention toward President Trump himself. Mueller is requesting documents and information from the White House related to a range of events, including the president's firings of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and former FBI Director James Comey.
Bob Mueller is not going to be stopped.
It just came out that Mueller requested documents from the White House related to 13 different areas in which investigators are seeking information, including some of the biggest stories since Trump took office. Classics like the Trump Tower meeting with Russian lawyer, Sally Yates warning the White House about Michael Flynn, the Oval Office meeting with the Russian ambassador, My House by Flo Rida, the firing of James Comey, Flynn's FBI interview, and literally anything having to do with Paul Manafort. And so much more. It's all collected here on Now That's What I Call Collusion, Volume 45.
One of Mueller's recent targets has been Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign chairman.
Things are looking very grim for Paul Manafort. Remember, they raided his house using a tactic that they use for drug dealers and mob guys.
Manafort was offering to set up a briefing on the campaign with one of Russia's richest oligarchs, somebody
who's among the 2 to 3 oligarchs Putin turns to on a regular basis. One of the emails contains cryptic mentions of black caviar, which investigators believe is a veiled reference to payments Manafort hoped to receive.
So to be clear, Mr. Trump has no financial relationships with any Russian oligarchs.
That's what he said. That's obviously what our position is.
And if you really want to know how to not answer a question, there's only one man you can go to. Master Spice.
Let's talk about the Russia issue, which seems to be plaguing the presidency. Has the Mueller team reached out to you at all?
I'm not going to discuss that issue at all.
Have you hired a lawyer?
I'm not going to discuss that issue at all.
So you haven't been subpoenaed?
I'm not going to discuss that issue at all.
Did you ever hear inside the White House that Mueller should be fired?
I'm not going to discuss that issue at all.
People have hard feelings towards you because they feel that you lied to the American people. Have you ever lied to the American people?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I'm cheating on my taxes.
Unequivocally, you can say no?
I look, again, you want to find someone with anything. I have not knowingly done anything to do that, no.
There was an Axios report this morning that Sean Spicer's notebooks potentially could be relevant. And back in Whitewater, there was an aide who kept very detailed notes. His diaries were subpoenaed. Those became part of the investigation. So anything anyone ever wrote down or said about you could get dragged into this.
Spicer was taking notes.
What is that? Is you taking notes on a criminal conspiracy? Is you thinking, man?
Department of Homeland Security saying that earlier this year it had evidence of Russian activity in 21 states, but they failed to inform individual states whether they were among those targeted. State election officials finally contacted by federal authorities on Friday today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's, you know, one might deem it suspicious.
100% of the time, 100% of the people around Donald Trump have lied and have been found out very quickly thereafter about the connections to Russia. We will find everything that happened. We will know with time. And when we find out, I think it's going to blow people's minds. And I think that we're on the edge of one of the great scandals in American history when we see what happened here. Let's let the special counsel do his work. Let's let the facts drive the process, and we'll see. But I know for sure, from the president to the vice president and on down the chain, you ask them a question about Russia, they lie about it. Not 90% of the time, not 99% of the time, 100% of the time.
And he does it, once again, to dog whistle to his base and to try to detract attention from other things that are going on. But it's quite telling that he is willing to attack black athletes. He never says anything of an insulting manner toward white supremacists or neo-Nazis or Ku Klux Klanners or Vladimir Putin, right?
If crooked Hillary got elected, you would not have a Second Amendment, believe me. You'd be handing in your rifles. You'd be saying, here they are. You go like... You'd be turning over your rifles. You got to speak to Jeff Sessions about that.
Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump and Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon and all conducted government business on their own private email accounts. And while we are indulging in selective self-absolving amnesia, today the Washington Post reported the strange news that even though Facebook for months insisted publicly that there had been no nefarious Russian activity on Facebook that was aimed at affecting the U.S. election last year, actually, Facebook twice last year in the middle of the election campaign called the FBI to alert the FBI that, in fact, they had detected strange Russian activity on Facebook related to the election.
From North Korea, a unique threat, and from Kim Jong-un, a first message in English, vowing to make President Trump, quote, pay dearly, calling him a mentally deranged dotard or senile old man, that word now trending online, for threatening to destroy North Korea in his UN speech Tuesday.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.
Calling that a personal insult, Kim said Trump was a rogue and a gangster who's playing with fire. His foreign minister adding more fuel to the fire, threatening to test a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific Ocean.
The president taking to Twitter to send a strong warning to the leaders of the regime after its foreign minister Ri Yong-ho's harsh words for the president at the United Nations General Assembly yesterday. The president said, quote, just heard foreign minister of North Korea speak at UN. If he echoes thoughts of little Rocket Man, they won't be around much longer.
The supreme dignity of my country by referring it to a rocket. By doing so, however, he committed an irreversible mistake of making our rocket's visit to the entire U.S. mainland inevitable all the more. None other than Trump himself is on a suicide mission.
Nah, man, that's some bull. And every move that man make, he already got it mapped out. Nah, he ain't being crazy. He ain't being crazy at all. He's acting like a fox.
You think?
See right where the man coming from.
Makes perfect sense to me.
How you figure?
He president. So we got the front son being the man, right?
Right.
So like on the one hand, he got his people over talking peace. That's just the carrot. Now the stick, got to make those slopes think he crazy enough to do all kind of bombings, takeovers.
So you think he funny?
But that man went out of the war just like everybody else, but he can't play it like that. See, he got to make those think he'd do anything they can imagine. If I was him, I'd be flashing nuclear weapons.
For real?
I'm not saying I'm going to use that. I'm saying I'll be like, do not, President.
This shouldn't be handled now, but I'm going to handle it because we have to handle it. Little Rocket Man, we're going to do it because we really have no choice. He may be smart, he may be strategic, and he may be totally crazy. But you know what? No matter what he is, we're going to handle it, folks. Believe me.
From North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, in a personal statement, Kim responded to Trump's promise to totally destroy North Korea with his own promise of the highest level of hardline countermeasure in history. North Korean foreign minister later said that hardline countermeasure might mean an H-bomb test in the Pacific. Trump responded to that threat as well tonight.
Now he's talking about a massive weapon exploding over the ocean, Pacific Ocean. And I want to tell you something, and I'm sure he's listening because he watches every word, and I guarantee you one thing, he's watching us like he never watched anybody before. That I can tell you. Maybe something gets worked out, and maybe it doesn't, but I can tell you one thing, you are protected, okay? You are protected. Nobody's going to mess with our people.
Some advisors now worry that the escalating war of words has pushed the impasse with North Korea into a new and dangerous phase that threatens to derail the months-long effort to squeeze Pyongyang's economy through sanctions to force Kim to the negotiating table.
On Monday, North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Jong-ho said President Trump has declared war on North Korea.
Because this comes from the current president of the United States, this is clearly a declaration of war. All the member states participating in the United Nations General Assembly and the whole world should remember that it was the U.S. who first declared war on our country.
Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho also said North Korea has the right to shoot down any U.S. warplanes flying near the Korean Peninsula. The U.S. has been flying bombers off the coast of North Korea. The U.S. and South Korea also staged massive military exercises last month on the Korean Peninsula. On Monday, the White House rejected the idea that Trump has declared war on North Korea. This is White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
We've not declared war on North Korea, and frankly, the suggestion of that is absurd.
Let's give this as a toast to the potential, the great, great potential of the United Nations. Thank you all for being here. Thank you very much.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.